shortly after 9 p.m. and you're listening to Sigtronica on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM, and this is Nick. Starting off tonight with a set of improv instrumental groups or single musicians, a couple of them off the most excellent Last Visible Dog label, starting off with one of those groups from that label called Transitional Phase, self-titled album, and we're listening to Phase 1. Up next, music from Jack Wright. Later in the show, some collaboration between Vic Rawlings and Mike Bullock, Dragon City, Spirit Girls, Caution Curves, and others. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call. 617-253-8810. And you're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Ha ha ha! Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that was the sound of typewriters from the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. Album is called The Revolution Will Be Typewritten. We heard the opening track called Cornelius. Before that, also local musicians Vic Rawlings and Mike Bullock. Album from last year is called Fail of Song, and we heard the track As in the. For that, improvisation between banjoist Uncle Woody Solander and cellist Kevin Davis. Track is called Knocking Dust, and the album is The Tempest Is Over. For that, saxophonist Jack Wright with a third track off of his album The Indeterminate Existence. And we started off tonight with the transitional phase off their self-titled album, and we heard Phase 1. Up next, Dragon City. Track is called Harmonica. If you have any requests or comments or just want to give me a call, number is 617-253-8810, and you're listening to Sigtronica on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Sounds disappear when the sun goes out. silence may give the way. But you and you and you may not. Hence there's a little love to love. May not still yet to flow. What? This time it's real.
That was The Spirit Girls with The Hunted Little Green Grass Girl off their album Forever Free. Seems like The Spirit Girls are a art rock opera group out of LA. I guess this album comes from music from this particular rock opera. Kind of interesting. For that, music from Postscripts. Track was called The Story Never Ends, and we heard it's off the album The Day After Tomorrow. For that, The Caution Curves, track called Christmas, off the album Little Hungry. For that was a collaboration between The Coachmen and Septimania. We heard the track Lonely Bookshop Girl, off the album The Coachmen on Holiday in Septimania. For that was Ensemble, off self-titled album, and we heard the track Disown, Delete. And we started off that set with music from Dragon City, also off of a self-titled album, with a track called Harmonica. Good. That's going to do it for WMBR for at least the next couple hours. Thanks for listening to Sigtronica. I'll be back next week from 9 until 10 p.m. playing new and old and experimental and electronic music. You can find archives and playlists and the etc. available at sigtronica.org. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Are you struggling to make ends meet? Choosing between feeding the kids and paying the rent? Have you thought about applying for food stamps and MassHealth, but never have the time? The Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now can help you get the benefits you deserve. ACORN's Real Benefits Program enables you to apply for food stamps, as well as other free government health programs like MassHealth and free care. Setting an appointment with ACORN is much easier for working parents. You can apply for multiple programs and benefits at once instead of wasting time by going to each program. ACORN is a nonprofit organization that advocates for low and moderate income family rights. To set up an appointment, call ACORN at 617-436-7100 and ask for Ashley. For more information, visit www.acorn.org.
WMBR in Cambridge now leaves the air. As a community service of MIT, WMBR is owned and operated by the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, and it operates from studios and offices located in the Walker Memorial Building at MIT, and also from transmitting facilities atop the Eastgate Building, Kendall Square, Cambridge. Our call sign, WMBR, is a registered service mark of the Technology Broadcasting Corporation. We broadcast to Cambridge and the greater Boston area, both land and sea, on an assigned center frequency of 88.1 MHz, FM channel 201. As a non-profit broadcast organization, WMBR relies on listener contributions for partial support of its operation. Your tax-deductible donation, as well as your comments regarding our programming efforts, may be addressed to WMBR, 3 Ames Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02142. This is Captain Oxblood for the staff and management of WMBR wishing you a most pleasant good morning and a sweetest of dreams.